flight. We have the crew crossing gantry for capsule ingress.
Roger that.
Inspired by the late President Kennedy, in only 7 years, America has risen to the challenge of what he called the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked. After trailing the Russians for years with our manned space program, and after that sudden and horrible fire on the launch pad during a routine test that killed American astronauts Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Roger Chapman, there were serious doubts that we could beat the Russians to the moon. But tonight, a mere 18 months after the tragedy of Apollo 1, the entire world watched in awe as Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon.
The big news came just a moment ago. Mission Control gave the spacecraft permission to go for the extravehicular activity, that is, for the walk on the moon, far earlier than anticipated, 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Now, the important thing when you're penetrating the lunar module is your attitude and your relative speed. Now, let's say this is me here in the command module, and this is you.
All right.
In the left. Mm-hmm. This thing sticks out here in front. That's called a probe.
Is that true?
Absolutely. And Tracy, I'll tell you, when you feel that thing slide in, everything's clicking. It's like no other feeling in the world.
Little liquid propulsion. What's the big occasion?
Hey, how's it going over there, Mission Control?
It's a nervous time. They're pacing around, smoking like chimneys. Gene Kranz is going to have puppies.
Jim Lowell.
Hi.
This is Tracy.
How do you do, Tracy?
This is the man. Gemini 7, Gemini 12, Apollo 8. They were the first ones around the moon. This guy did 10 laps.
With one hand on the wheel. You guys made yourselves at home. Hey, Marilyn. This is the last champagne in the city of Houston.
Very good, very good.
Everything else all right?
Everything's on course.
Looks okay. Hey, Cadet Lovell.
Hey,
put this on ice in the back of the rest and make sure it gets cold.
You gonna get a haircut this week?
I'm on vacation.
Oh, get a haircut.
I wouldn't mind being up there tonight.
God, who wouldn't? Don't worry. Our day's coming. They're not going to cut the program before number 14.
You know, my cousin called.
Uh-huh.
Asked who we bribed to get on Jim Lovell's crew.
Yeah.
I just told him they wanted to make sure he got the best.
Well, they got that right.
What network do we watch?
Come on, Walter!
Come on, Walter!
Come on, Walter!
Come on, Walter!
Everybody, I really appreciate you all coming to this dress rehearsal party for my Apollo 12 landing.
Sit down, Conrad.
So, I think we should all take a moment to recognize the exemplary, hell, damn near heroic effort displayed by Neil Armstrong's backup for this historic moonwalk. And of course, his crew. Let's hear it for Jim Lovell, Ken Nighy, and Fred Hayes.
Jim, you think it's too late for him to abort?
No, he's got time to get out of there. Just need somebody to wave him off. Wave
him
off,
Neil!
Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
Okay. Boy, look at those pictures.
Wow. I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamp foot beds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches. It's almost like a powder.
Armstrong is on the moon. Neil Armstrong, 38-year-old American, standing on the surface of the moon. On this July 20th, 1969.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
As Bill Weiss, that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
You're drunk, Lovell.
Yeah, I'm not used to the champagne.
Me neither. I can't deal with cleaning up. Let's sell the house.
All right, let's sell the house. They're back inside now, looking up at us. Is that something?
I bet Jenny Armstrong doesn't get a wink of sleep tonight. Oh, when you were on the far side, Onaid, I didn't sleep at all. I just vacuumed over and over again.
Christopher Columbus and Charles Lindbergh and Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. From now on, we live in a world where man has walked on the moon. It's not a miracle. We just decided to go. Apollo 8, we were so close. Just 60 nautical miles down. It was like I could just step out and walk on the face of it. I'm gonna go back there.
Where's my mountain?
Well, it's right up by the... You see the where the shadow crosses the white area there? That's the Sea of Tranquility. And your mountain's right there on the edge of that. It's your mountain. Your mountain, Maryland. Mount Maryland.
I don't see it.
Well, you gotta look harder. You look what I
The astronaut is only the most visible member of a very large team, and all of us, right down to the guy sweeping the floor, are honored to be a part of it. What did the man say? Give me a lever long enough and I'll move the world? Well, that's exactly what we're doing here. This is divine inspiration, folks. It's the best part of each one of us, the belief that anything is possible. Things like a computer that can fit into a single room and hold millions of pieces of information. Or the Saturn V rocket. Now, this is the actual launch vehicle that will be taking Alan Shepard and his crew on the first leg of the Apollo 13 mission.
When are you going up again, Jim?
I'm slated to be the commander of Apollo 14 sometime late next year.
If there is an Apollo 14. Now, Jim, people in my state have been asking why we're continuing to fund this program now that we've beaten the Russians to the moon.
Imagine if Christopher Columbus had come back from the New World and no one returned in his footsteps.
Attention all personnel. Clear level 3.
Are there any other questions?
How do you go to the bathroom in space?
Well, I tell you, it's a highly technical process of cranking down the window and looking for a gas station, which... Oh, there's Deke Slayton. Deke, you might be able to answer this lady's question better than I. Deke is one of the original Mercury 7 astronauts, ladies and gentlemen, and now he's our boss. He hands out the astronauts' flight assignments, so naturally we kick back part of our salaries to Deke every month. How much this month, Deke?
Jim, can I have a minute? Something's come up.
Sure, Henry? Hey! Anybody home?
Understand, I worked so hard on this.
Fargo, maybe I don't understand, but you are not wearing that out in this neighborhood. That's the end of it. I don't
want to
be wearing a bra.
You
can see everything.
Shut up,
Susan.
Hey, everybody.
Jim.
Well, trick or treat. You know that Easter vacation trip we had planned for Acapulco?
Uh-oh.
Well, I was thinking there might be a slight change in destination.
Really?
Maybe, say, the moon. Al Shepard's ear infection has flared up. We've all been bumped up to the prime crew of Apollo 13. Straight to the head of the line in the Frau Mora Highlands.
6 months? You're moving up 6 months?
Dad, can I please wear this?
Sure.
Jim.
No, absolutely not.
Thanks.
They're not rushing things, are they? I mean, you're going to be ready in 6 months?
Yeah, we'll be ready. Boy, I wouldn't want to be around Al Shepard tonight. I got to get over there. We're going to have to get up to speed on this.
Go.
I'm going to walk on the moon, Marilyn.
I know. Can't believe it. Naturally, it's 13. Why 13?
It comes after 12, huh?
Apollo 13, you are go for pyro arm and docking. All systems are nominal and on the line.
Okay, S4B is stable. Slop panels are drifting free. The drogue is clear. The docking target is clear.
Okay, I'm coming up on that now. 2, 1, mark.
75 feet. We're coming up on docking.
Let's shut down some thrusters on him. See what he does with this one.
Whoa, wait a minute. I lost something here. I can't translate up.
Houston, we are
drifting down and away.
You want to just back off and take another run at this?
No, I got it. Let me just try and get her stable here.
Houston, I'm going to reset the high gain.
I've got the target back in the reticle.
Okay, we're stable. Go ahead and recycle the valves.
40 feet. They're all gray. 20. 10 feet.
Capture.
That's it. That's it.
Sweet move, Ken. Beautiful.
Gentlemen, that is the way we do that.
Oh, man, that woke me up.
Apollo 13, backup crew, you're up in the simulator.
Nice job, Jim.
That's 3 hours of boredom followed by 7 seconds of sheer terror.
Good job, guys. You just won the Christmas turkey. Nice try, Chris.
You really outfoxed him, brother.
Yeah, but it wasn't perfect. Used up too much fuel.
You're above the curve.
Not by much. Listen, guys, I want to work it again.
Hey, we got to be up with the Dawn Patrol headed for Bethpage, what, 0700?
Wheels up at 0700.
Yeah, I know, but my rate of turn is still a little too slow there. I really think we should work it again.
Well, let's get it right.
Okay, set it up again, Frank.
Okay, 13 backup crew, it'll have to wait. Prime crew's up for another run.
Yeah, baby.
Apollo 13, we show S4B shut down and all systems are nominal. Fred, set the S-band Omni to B, and when you get in the limb, to forward.
Good shape over here. Hey, we got a problem.
Go too far. Cabin
different for B. Cabin
I got no different.
Can't get your helmet on. I can't get it locked in. We got a master. Yeah. Put the big helmet in.
Take you to get to the moon?
4 days. But that's pretty fast. See, this is the Saturn IV-B booster, and it shoots us away from the Earth as fast as a bullet from a gun. Until the moon's gravity actually grabs us and pulls us into a circle around the moon, which is called an orbit, right? Fred and I float down the tunnel into this guy, the lunar module. This spidery-looking guy only holds 2 people, and it's just for landing on the moon. And I take the controls, and I steer it around, and I fly it down, adjusting it here, the attitude there, pitch, roll, for a nice, soft landing on the moon. Better than Neil Armstrong. Way better than Pete Conrad. Dad.
Did you know the astronauts on the fire?
Yeah, I did. I knew the astronauts in the fire. All of them.
Could that happen again?
Well, I'll tell you something about that fire. A lot of things went wrong. The door. It's called the hatch. They couldn't get it open when they needed to get out. That was one thing. And, a lot of things went wrong in that fire.
Did they fix it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We fixed it. It's not a problem anymore.
I can't believe they still have you doing public appearances.
Yeah. Henry Hurd was all over me.
I know.
I couldn't get away.
The training schedule this tight, they shouldn't be asking.
Program. No, it's NASA.
Hey, you're Jim Lovell, aren't you? Hey, lucky 13. Right on.
It's the second time it's done that.
I was looking at the kids' school schedule coming up.
Yeah.
It's a very busy week.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about not going to the launch.
Huh.
The kids need me at home, honey.
Marilyn, we've had these kids for a while now. They've never kept you from coming to the other launch.
Yes, but now I have your mother. She's just had this stroke.
Oh, Mom's fine.
Honey, it's not like I've never been to a launch before. The other wives have not done three. I just don't think I can go through all that. I'll just be glad when this one's over.
Well, you're gonna miss a hell of a show. Hey, guys. See you in a few weeks.
Take care. Bring back the moon rock.
Number 13 doesn't bother you.
Only if it's a Friday, Phil.
Apollo 13, lifting off at 1,300 hours and 13 minutes, and entering the moon's gravity on April 13th.
Ken Mattingly here has been doing some scientific experiments regarding that very phenomenon, haven't
he? Yes. Well, I had a black cat walk over a broken mirror under the lunar module ladder. It didn't seem to be a problem.
And we're also consider a real helpful letter we got from a fellow who said we ought to take a pig up with us for good luck.
Does it bother you that the public regards this flight as routine?
It's nothing routine about flying to the moon. I can vouch for that. And I think that an astronaut's last mission, his final flight, well, that's always going to be very special.
Why is this your last, Jim?
I'm in command of the best ship with the best crew that anybody could ask for. And I'll be walking in a place where there's 400 degrees difference between sunlight and shadow. I can't imagine ever topping that.
So we have that scheduled for it at 0900 hours tomorrow.
That's not going to work, Walter.
Why?
Fredo and I are going to be going over the lunar surface experiments tomorrow, and Ken's going to be back in the simulator. We're going to be going over the flight plan tonight as well. We're going to pay a visit to this beautiful machine after you're hard down. Thanks.
Jim, we've got a problem. I just got some blood work back from the lab. Charlie Duke has the measles.
So we need a new backup.
You've all been exposed to it.
Well, I've had the measles.
Ken Mattingly has it.
You want to break up my crew 2 days before the launch? When we can predict each other's moves, and we can read the tone of each other's voices.
Ken Mattingly will be getting seriously ill precisely when you and Hayes will be ascending from the lunar surface to rendezvous with him.
Jim, that's a lousy time for a fever.
All right, now look. Jack Swigert has been out of the loop for weeks.
He's fully qualified to fly this mission.
He's a fine pilot. But when was the last time he was in a simulator?
I'm sorry, Jim. I understand how you feel. Now, we can do one of two things here. We can either scrub Mattingly and go with Swigert, or we can bump all three of you to a later mission.
I've trained for the Fraumora Highlands. And this is flight surgeon horseshit, Deke.
Jim, if you hold out for Ken, you will not be on Apollo 13. It's your decision.
Let it ring.
I gotta take that.
Oh, why?
Because I'm on the backup crew. The backup crew has to set up the guest list and book the hotel room. Swigert.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, sir. I understand. Thank you, sir.
Medical guys. I had a feeling when they started doing all the blood tests that I mean, I know it's their ass if I get sick up there, but I mean, Jesus! Swigert, he'll be fine. He's strong. It'll be a hell of a mission, one for the books. You sure about this, Jim? I mean, why don't I go upstairs and talk to Deke? I'm sure we can work this out.
This was my call.
Must have been a tough one. Look, I don't have the measles. I'm not going to get the measles.
Ken, wait up.
Trajectory's holding steady. We're right on the line.
Okay, we're into program 64. 405G, so we're feeling that gravity now.
Houston, we are at 400,000 feet, passing entry interface.
Absolute signal. Re-entry data is nominal, and we have radio blackout.
That's the story here. I got a corridor light. We're coming in too shallow. I'm going to manual.
Houston, switching to SCS.
Roger, 13.
Okay, we're at 3 Gs. 5 Gs. We're coming in too steep. I'm gonna stay in this roll, see if I can pull this out. But we're at 8 Gs. 9. 10. We're at 12 Gs.
12 Gs, we're burning up.
Damn it!
I gave him a false indicator light right at entry interface. Even Mattingly didn't get it the first time.
How you feeling, Fredo?
Charbroiled.
So what happened?
Came in too steep. We're dead.
No shit.
Yeah, we were into program 67 there, so... Okay, guys, we're going to do this again, obviously, but... give us a minute to get our switches reset.
Jim, could we have a word?
Sure, Deke. Well, if I had a dollar for every time they killed me in this thing, I wouldn't have to work for you, Deke. Well, we have 2 days. We'll be ready. Let's do it again.
Do it again.
Get down, Fred. Steven, come here.
Whoa. We can't go across that road. We don't want Daddy to get any of our germs and get sick in outer space, right?
Hey, boys. Not giving your mom a hard time, are you?
No, sir.
Princess, you look beautiful.
Hey, that looks like Marilyn Lovell. But it can't be. She's not coming to the launch.
I heard it was going to be a hell of a show.
Now, who told you that?
Some guy I know.
You can't live without me.
Okay, folks. Let's say goodnight. We got a big day tomorrow for these guys.
Goodnight.
You hear about Ken?
Yeah.
Ah, Gunther Wendt. I wonder where Gunther Wendt.
Jim. We walk on the moon,
yeah, we walk and can we talk on the moon.
Sorry.
Thanks. I'm going to give these guys a beautiful ride.
Sure you will, Jack. You need more air?
You want some apple? Marilyn, hey, Mary. Oh, I hate this already. You're not just about to pop, are you?
No, I got 30 days till this blasts off.
for Jean.
Mrs. Krantz has pulled out the old needle and thread again. The
last one looked like you bought it off a gypsy.
Well, you can't argue with tradition.
Copy that.
This is from your wife, Gene.
Thank you, Tom. I'm starting to get worried. There.
I like that one, Gene. Shut up, Gene.
Hey, Gene, I guess we can go now.
Save it for Splash down, man.
Apollo 13 flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go flight.
Guidance.
Guidance, go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Roger that, Houston. Pad leader, what's your status?
We are go for launch. T-minus 60 seconds and counting.
So we're hauling the mail.
We are go for launch. T-minus
15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Complete, we are pitching!
Fido, how are we looking?
Looks good, Flag, right down the middle.
We see your BPC is clear 13.
Roger, EDS to manual. Inboard. Get ready for a little choke, fellas.
Same. Booster, can you confirm that center engine cutoff?
Roger, that flight looks like we lost it.
Fido, what's that going to do to us?
Stand by, flight.
I need to know if the IU is correcting for the number 5 shutdown.
Houston, what's the story on engine 5?
Looks good. We're still go. We'll be all right as long as we don't lose another one.
Roger that.
A 13, we're not sure why the inboard was out early, but the other engines are a go, so we're just going to burn those remaining engines for a little bit longer.
Roger that. Our gimbals are good. Our trim is good.
Looks like we just had our glitch for this mission.
Seconds.
13, this is Houston. Predicted cutoff is 12 plus 3, 4. Over.
Coming up on 12 minutes 34. And...
say go!
Cut down.
And that, gentlemen, is how we do that.
Hold my hand. I can't believe you did this 4 times.
Worst part's over.
It is?
Listen, this doesn't stop for me until he lands on that aircraft carrier.
Oh, you just look so calm about it.
Well, if the flight surgeon had to okay me for this mission, I'd be grounded.
Mrs. Arnold! Mrs. Hay!
Please, you take your man.
Can we just have a word with you?
Remember, you're proud, happy, and thrilled.
Well, how are you feeling?
We're very proud and very happy when we're thrilled.
Flight booster, SOS-4B shut down.
TLI's on the money. Looks good, Flight.
Roger, Fido. Okay, guys. We're going to the moon.
Flight, we have reacquisition of signal at Hawaii.
Yeah, flight, everything
burn time
looks
better than that.
Okay, Houston, CMP here. I've exchanged couches with Jim. I'm in the pilot seat. I'm going to go ahead and get set for transposition and docking.
Roger that, Jack.
Fred, are you okay?
Okay, everybody, let's get turned around and pick up the lunar module.
Odyssey, or go for pyro arm and docking. Repeat, go for docking, and we recommend you secure cabin pressurization.
Roger that.
Okay, we're ready for CSM separation.
Okay, SMR, CS, ISO valves are all gray. Okay, Swigert, command module pilot. It's all yours.
separation.
Ought to see the S4B is stable.
Translation looks good.
We confirm that, 13.
Okay, we're going to start to pitch around to line up with the limb.
You know, Fredo, Frank Borman was up chucking most of the way to the moon on Apollo 8.
I'm all right. I just ate too much breakfast. Let's go to work.
And pitching up. Pitch rate, 2.5 degrees per second.
Roger, Jack.
See you pitching around.
Keep an eye on that telemetry.
Roger that.
Swagger can't dock this thing. We don't have a mission.
How's the alignment?
GDC. Align. Thrusting forward.
100 feet.
Watch the alignment now.
Guys, I'm on top of it.
Let me know
when
you're ready.
Okay, let's
uplink
that.
How are we looking, Fredo? We're not there yet. 40 feet.
20.
Come on, rookie, park that thing.
Ten feet.
Capture.
Fit. Talk back. Is Barbara Paul?
Go ahead, retract. Houston, we have hard dock.
Roger, understand. Good deal, Jack.
Let's start back up with 17.
Okay, Houston, we have limb extraction.
Well, we copy that, 13. Now you're off to the Frommar Highlands.
I gotta get out of this suit.
Houston, we are ready for the beginning of the PTC, and I think once we're in that barbecue roll, Jack and I will eat.
Hey, I'm hungry.
Are you sure?
I could eat the ass out of a dead rhinoceros.
We got a smooth one, huh?
By the numbers so far, we just ran a minimum load test on a cooling system. Well, let me clean this up. Yeah.
Oh, it's too bad we can't demonstrate this on TV.
What a shame.
Okay, overboard dump coming up.
Here it comes. The Constellation Urion.
Now that's a beautiful sight.
Barbara! Barbara, we are going to your father's broadcast.
No! I'm never coming out. I hate Paul. No one else can ever play another one of their records again.
She's still going on about the stupid Beatles breaking up.
They're not stupid.
Barbara. You're stupid.
Barbara,
I know you're remorse.
I'm not going, Mom. Dad won't even know if we're there.
The whole world is going to be watching this broadcast, young lady. And so are we.
Okay, good evening, America. And welcome aboard Apollo 13. I'm Jim Lovell, and we're broadcasting to you tonight from an altitude of almost 200,000 miles away from the face of the Earth, and we have a pretty good show in store for you tonight. We are going to show you just what life is like for the three of us here in the vast expanse of outer space. Okay, one of the first things we'd like to do is
provide you with the appropriate background music. So, hit it there, Fredo.
Hello, Will. That was supposed to be the theme to 2001 in honor of our command module Odyssey.
but there seems to have been a last-minute change in the program.
When I go up there on 19, I'm going to take my entire collection of Johnny Cash along. Hey, Marilyn.
What's that broadcast?
All the networks dumped us. One of them said we made going to the moon about as exciting as taking a trip to Pittsburgh.
My son's supposed to be on. He's in outer space.
I've been accused of receiving...
This is all the channels we get, Mrs. Lovell.
It's that damn TV guide again.
Ruthless porters. Savage baggage masters.
I was just a lad of 10. My father said to me...
Do they know they're not on the air?
They'll tell them when they get back.
Oh, well, if anyone from the IRS is watching, I forgot to file my 1040 return. I meant to do it today, but...
That's no joke. They'll jump on him.
Well, folks, let's head on down to the lunar excursion module. Follow me.
Now, when we get ready to land on the moon, Fred, Hayes, and I will float through this access tunnel into the lunar module, leaving...
Econ, that stir's going to be on both H2 and both O2 tanks, is that correct?
Spacecraft will remain connected. Well, folks, as you can probably tell, the Aquarius isn't much bigger than a couple of telephone booths. The skin of the limb in some places is only as thick as a couple of layers of tin foil, and that's all that protects us from the vacuum of space.
We can get away with this because the limb is designed only
for flight in outer space. Fred Hayes, Renaissance man. Okay, we'll head back up the tunnel now and back into the Odyssey. All right, we've returned to the man. Stand by one, Houston.
Gotcha.
Houston, that bang you heard was Fred Hayes on the cabin repress valve. He really gets our hearts going every time with that one. Okay, we're about to close out the Aquarius and return to the Odyssey. Our next broadcast will be from Frau Mora on the surface of the moon.
So this is the crew of the Apollo 13, wishing everyone back on Earth a pleasant evening.
All right.
They might air a few minutes of it on the news tonight.
You think so?
Well, between Jack's back taxes and the Fred Hayes show, I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
That's an excellent show, Austin.
Thank you very much, Houston.
We got a couple of housekeeping procedures for you. We'd like you to roll right to 060 and null your rates.
Roger that. Rolling right, 060.
And then if you could give your oxygen tanks a stir.
Roger that.
What did you do?
Nothing. I stirred the tanks.
Whoa. Hey.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem. We have a main bus B undervolt. We've got a lot of thruster
What's
activity here, Houston.
Now?
It just went offline.
Oh, there's another master alarm, Houston.
I'm checking a quad.
Christ, that was no refresh valve.
Maybe it's in quad
C. We've got a computer restart.
I'm going to reconfigure the RCS.
We've got a pink
light. When these fire, doesn't make any sense.
We've got multiple caution and warning, Houston. We've got a reset and restart.
All right, I'm going to SDS.
Jesus. Flight, the heart rates are skyrocketing.
Econ, what's your data telling you?
O2, tank 2, not reading at all. Tank 1 is at 725 PSI and falling. Fuel cells 1 and 3 are, oh boy, what's going on here? Flight, let me get back to you.
Flight GNC?
Flight, they're all over the place. They keep going close to gimbal lock.
I keep losing radio signal. Flight, their antenna
right,
must be
22. Do it manually.
One at a time, people. One at a time. One at a time. Ecom, is this an instrumentation problem, or are we looking at real power loss here?
It's reading a quadruple failure. That can't happen. It's got to be instrumentation.
Let's get that hatch button. The limb might have been hit by a meteor.
Yep.
The tunnel's really torqued with all the fluid. Houston, we got a pretty large bang there associated with a master alarm. Shit, it's main bus A.
Main bus A undervolt?
Houston, we have a main bus A undervolt now, too. It's reading 25 and a half. Main bus B is reading zip right now. We got a wicked shimmy up here.
Ecom, GNC, these guys are talking about bangs and shimmies up there. Doesn't sound like instrumentation to me.
You are breaking up, 13.
Can't get this hatch to seal.
Just stow it. We've been hit by a meteor. We'd be dead by now. They're going to try to get us out of this lurch.
Houston, you're in the mud. Did you say switch to Omni? Bravo. Roger, and the signal strength on the high gate.
It's fighting me. What's the story here, Jack? We keep flirting with gimbal lock.
Honestly, we need a confirmation. What system do you have down?
Okay, Jim. SMRCS, Helium 1.
Switch to Omni,
Charlie.
Houston, I'm switching over Quad C to Main A.
Roger that, 13.
Okay, Houston. Fuel cell 1. Fuel cell 3. We got a main bus B undervolt. Cryo pressure. Suit compressor. What don't we have? AC bus 1. AC bus 2. Command module computer. Maybe this is a caution and warning.
Houston, we are venting something out into space.
I can see it outside of window 1 right now. It's definitely a gas of some sort.
It's got to be the oxygen.
Roger, Odyssey, we copy your venting.
Give me an alarm.
Okay, let's everybody into a four levels check.
Okay, now let's start right back on the beginning.
Is that a Madrid 4?
Okay, listen up.
Quiet down,
people. Quiet down. Quiet down. Let's stay cool, people. Procedures, I need another computer up in the RTCC. I want everybody to alert your support teams. Wake up anybody you need, get them in here. Let's work the problem, people. Let's not make things worse by guessing.
13, this is Houston. We are going around the room now. We're going to get you some answers.
I tell you, we keep venting like this, we're going to keep hitting the edge of that dead man.
Hey, take a look at the O2 on number 1. £200 and falling.
O2, tank 2, steel 0. Tank 1, 218 PSI and falling.
Is that what you're getting? Confirm. We're seeing the same, 13.
Can we review our status here, Si? Let's look at this thing from a standpoint of status. What have we got on the spacecraft that's good?
I'll get back to you, Gene.
We're not going to have power much longer. The ship's bleeding to death.
Flight?
Yeah, go, we come.
Flight, I recommend we shut down the reactant valves of the fuel cells.
What the hell good is that going to do?
If that's where the leak is, we can isolate it. We can isolate it there, and we can save what's left in the tanks, and we can run on the good cell.
You close them, you can't open them again. You can't land on the moon with one healthy fuel cell.
Gene,
The Odyssey is dying. From my chair here, this is the last option.
Capcom, let's have them close the reactant valves.
13, this is Houston. We want you to close react valves on cells 1 and 3. Do you copy?
Are you saying you want the whole smash? Closing down the react valves for fuel cells shutdown? Shutting down the fuel cells. Did I hear you right?
Yeah, they heard me right. Tell them we think that's the only way they can stop the leak.
Yeah, Jim,
we think that closing the react valves may stop the leak.
Did he copy that?
Do you copy, Jim?
Yes, Houston, we copy. We just lost the moon. Fredo, shut those down.
Let's see what this does.
This doesn't work. We're not going to have enough power left to get home.
Houston, O2 on 1 is still falling.
Fredo, how long does it take to power up the LEM?
3 hours by the checklist.
We don't have that much time. Okay, now, Jack, before the batteries completely die on us in here, let's power down everything so we can save as much as we can for re-entry.
15 minutes of oxygen, and that's it. The command module will be dead.
Okay. Okay, guys, listen up. Here's the drill. We're moving the astronauts over to the LEM. We've got to get some oxygen up there.
Right.
Tell them you control. I want an emergency power procedure. The essential hardware only. GNC Ecom. We're going to be shutting down the command module at the same time. We'll have to transfer the guidance system from one computer to the other, so I want those numbers up and ready when our guys are in position.
Okay, we got to transfer all control data over to the LEM computer before the command module dies.
Lunar module just became a lifeboat.
Odyssey, this is Houston. We need you to power it down immediately.
You're going to have to power up the LEM at the same time, so you're going to get somebody over there.
We already have Fredo in the LEM, Houston.
We've got serious time pressure here, Jim. You've got to get the guidance program transferred, and you've got to do it before you're out of power in the command module, or you're not going to be able to navigate up there.
How much time? Can you give me a number?
Well, we're looking at less than 15 minutes of life support in the Odyssey.
We got 15 minutes, Fredo. It's worse than I thought.
Houston, be aware. I moved from the command module into the LEM.
Now, if Jack can't get that guidance computer data transferred before they go dead in there...
They won't even know which way they're pointed.
That's right.
It's a bad way to fly.
I'll be in 210 if you need me.
Okay.
Houston, this is 13. Are you back with me now?
Aquarius, this is Houston. You now have about 12 minutes to power up.
I can't see any stars. Man, there's a lot of debris floating around out there.
Okay, Houston, I've completed the steps on page 15. Now I'm ready to power down the computer.
I'm going to need your gimbal angles, Jack, before you shut down the computer.
Okay, Jim.
I need this back to me before they power down.
All right. I got it. Hold on.
Houston, our computer is up.
Roger that, standby, Chris. Now, Jack, we need to proceed with steps 12 through 17 quickly. You're down to about 8 minutes remaining.
Okay. Fuel cell pumps off, O2 fans, tank 2 off.
Okay, Houston, check me.
I've completed these gimbal conversions, but I need a double check of the arithmetic.
Yeah, you can go, Jim.
Okay, the roll cowl angle is minus 2.
Lunar module roll is 355.57. Pitch 1678. Correction, pitch 167.78. Yaw is 351.87.
Stand by, we're checking it.
We've got negative visibility in our star field, and if this paperwork isn't right, who knows where we'll end up out here.
Looks good, Flag.
All right. Good here?
He's good, Andy.
Okay, we'll go on those numbers.
You're good, Jim.
Log him in, Fredo.
Jack, turn off the IMU, switch to SCS. Stand by. Trust. Over.
It's a great day in New York, isn't it? It's girl watchers weather.
Oh, yeah.
I like those ingenious girl watchers who put on Con Edison helmets and dig trenches in the street to get a better view. But I... Hey, speaking of girl watching things, do you know that our first bachelor astronaut is on his way to the moon? Is it Swigert?
Yes.
Yeah. First bachelor. He's the kind they say has a girl in every port. He has that reputation. I think he's sort of foolishly optimistic, though, taking nylons and Hershey bars to the moon. I mean, did you read that 3 million, what do you say, less viewers or fewer viewers? 3 million fewer viewers. 3 million fewer viewers watched the space shot than did the last one. Colonel Borman is here.
At ABC News, here is ABC science editor Jules Bergman.
The Apollo 13 spacecraft has lost all electrical power, and astronauts Jim Lovell, Fred Hayes, and Jack Swigert are making their way through the tunnel to the lunar module, using it as a lifeboat, so they'll have electrical power for their radios on the command module. Apollo 13 is apparently also losing breathing oxygen.
Slow down.
And the astronauts may
an
have
electrical
to use
failure.
The
what exactly does that mean?
The emergency has ruled out any chance of a lunar landing and could endanger the lives of the astronauts themselves. If the LEM oxygen supply, plus whatever is left of the command module's oxygen, can't last them until they can get back to Earth.
What do you mean there's no immediate danger? I just heard they're losing oxygen. Can they get back?
NASA declared that the LEM's descent rocket engine will be used in aborting the mission and getting the astronauts safely back to Earth. Recapping what has happened now, the Apollo 13 astronauts may be in grave danger.
No, don't give me that NASA bullshit. I want to know what's happening with my husband.
All right, we want to switch control to the Aquarius now.
Roger that.
Houston, wait.
And you're down to about 5 minutes now.
Well, the RCS isn't up yet.
Houston, be aware. Our RCS
isn't up here yet. We have no attitude control on Aquarius.
They don't have control? Did we miss a step here? Control? What the hell happened?
Control. I don't know. We just want to ask you to
find out. Stand by you guys.
You turn the pitch down, but we're yawn to the left. Why can't I null this out?
Human designed to fly attached like this. Our center of gravity is the command module.
It's like flying with a dead elephant on our back.
Flight guidance, we're getting awfully close to center here.
Aquarius, watch that middle gimbal.
We don't want you tumbling off in space.
Right, I'll inform Houston, I'm well aware of the goddamn gimbals.
Roger that, Houston.
I don't need to hear the obvious. I got the frappin' eight ball right in
Andy,
front of me.
Andy, we're on Fox.
Aquarius, this is Houston. We got you both on Vox.
You want what? You want us to go to Vox, Andy?
We have a hot mic. We are reading everything you say.
Sorry, Jim.
Then it's only by a very narrow margin that we're going to get Lovell, Hayes, and Swigert back alive.
Marilyn?
Very close. Not so much delineated by the
word. I'm sorry, Jeffrey's calling for you.
But I think by the terseness of craft and the grim lines of Jim McDivitt. A very close call, and we're not out of the woods yet, not by a long shot.
Jeffrey?
Why are there so many people here?
Oh, well, you know, your dad's flying his mission.
He said he was going to get me a moon rock.
Right. Well, something broke on your daddy's spaceship. And he's going to have to turn around before he even gets to the moon.
Was it the door?
13, Houston. We still show that Benny pushing you around. How you doing?
Houston Aquarius,
We've had to learn how to fly all over again, but we are doing better up here now.
Roger that, Aquarius.
Have him close it out.
Now, do we know for sure that we can power this thing back up?
It's gonna get awfully cold in here.
Copy that, Jack. We'll just have to deal with that later.
Computer off.
We're clear.
We're going the lamp.
We confirm shutdown, Jack.
Lunar module now in control.
Roger that, Houston. This is Odyssey. Signing off.
Freda, we're going to have to execute some sort of a burn here. It's just a matter of when.
Did they shut us all down in there?
Yeah.
Didn't think we'd be back in here so soon.
Houston, how far off course do you project we are? Over.
Okay, people, listen up. Just a little time. I want you all to forget the flight plan. From this moment on, we are improvising a new mission.
Oh, come on. Sorry, but we'll get somebody to look at that.
How do we get our people home? They are here. We turn them around, straight back,
yes.
Direct abort.
No,
no, sir. We get them on a free return trajectory. It's the option with the fewest question marks for safety.
I agree with Jerry. Use the moon's gravity slingshot them around.
No, the LEM will not support three guys for that amount of time.
It barely holds
two. I mean, we've got to do a direct abort. We do an about face. We bring the guys right home right now.
Get them back soon. No, absolutely.
We don't even know if the Odyssey's engine's even working, and if there's been serious damage to this spacecraft.
They blow up and they die.
That is not the argument. We're talking about time, not whether or not these guys...
Come on, I'm not going to sugarcoat this for you.
Okay, hold it. Let's hold it down. Let's hold it down, people. The only engine we've got with enough power for a direct abort is the SPS on the service module. What Lovell has told us, it could have been damaged in an explosion, so let's consider that engine dead. We light that thing up, could blow the whole works. It's just too risky. We're not going to take that chance. In fact, the only thing the command module is good for is re-entry, so that leaves us with dilemma, which means free return trajectory. Once we get the guys around the moon, we'll fire up the LEM engine, make a long burn, pick up some speed, and get them home as quick as we can.
Gene, I'm wondering what the Grumman guys think about this.
We can't make any guarantees. We designed the LEM to land on the moon. Not fire the engine out there for course correction.
Well, unfortunately, we're not landing on the moon, are we? I don't care what anything was designed to do. I care about what it can do. So let's get to work. Let's lay it out, okay?
Capcom? Flight, he says it'll be ready in time.
After this burn, we've got to build some time in the flight plan for them to get some sleep.
Run it by the FAO.
I've run it by the FAO.
Do we know how long we're going to fire that PC-5?
He specifically wanted a quote from a flight director.
Who wanted a quote?
The president.
The president?
Nixon. He wants ours.
We are not losing the crew.
Gene, I got to give them odds. 5-1 against, 3-1.
I don't think they're that good.
We are not losing those men.
Control, how long are they going to have to burn the engine at PC plus 2?
Look, turn them 3-1.
We expect loss of signal in less than 1 minute. When we pick you back up, we will have your PC plus 2 burn data.
Okay, roger that, Houston. We'll hear from you again at acquisition of signal.
You want to look?
Oh, look at that.
That's 30 seconds till loss of signal.
Mare Tranquilitatis. Neil and Buzz's old neighborhood. Coming up on Mount Maryland. Jim, you gotta take a look at this.
I've seen it.
Loss of signal in approximately 10 seconds.
So long, you on the flip side. And when you go into the shadow of the moon and the moon is between you and the sun, that you see stars that are more brilliant than anything you've ever seen on the clearest nights here on Earth. And then you pass into the lunar sunrise over the lunar surface, and it must be an awe-inspiring sight. I can't wait to see it myself.
The problem now is not so much a question of an adequate oxygen supply, but it is the rate of consumption of water, which is vitally needed for the cooling operation.
Frau Morrow. I could see our landing site.
Wow. Look at that Tsiolkovsky crater. I can't believe how bright the ejecta blanket is.
It's like snow. It's beautiful. That's Marienbream to the north. See you too, Houston.
We are picking you up at a velocity of 7,062 feet per second at a distance from the moon of 56 nautical miles. Stand by for your PC plus 2 burn data.
Gotta tell you, I'd need to take this baby down, though. Do some prospecting. Damn, we were close.
Gentlemen, what are your intentions? I'd like to go home. We got a burn coming up. We're going to need a contingency if we lose comm with Houston. Frodo, let's get an idea where we stand on the consumables. Jack, get into the Odyssey and bag up all the water you can before it freezes in there. Let's go home.
Marius, we got some PC plus 2 burn data for you fellas.
So you're telling me you can only give our guys 45 hours? That brings them to about there. Gentlemen, that's not acceptable.
Gene, we gotta talk about power here. Whoa, guys, power is everything.
Power is everything.
What do you mean?
Without it, they don't talk to us, they don't correct their trajectory, they don't turn the heat shield around. We gotta turn everything off. Now, they're not going to make it to reentry.
What do you mean, everything?
With everything on, the LEM draws 60 amps. At that rate, in 16 hours, the batteries are dead, not 45. And so's the crew. We got to get them down to 12 amps.
Well, how many?
You can't run a vacuum cleaner on 12 amps, John.
You have to turn off the radars, cabin heater, instrument displays, the guidance computer, the whole smack.
Whoa, guidance computer? What if they need to do another burn? Gene, they won't even know which way they're pointed.
The more time we talk down here, the more juice they waste up there. I've been looking at the data for the past hour.
That's the deal?
That's the deal.
Okay, John. The minute we finish the burn, we'll power down the limb.
All right.
Now, in the meantime, we're going to have a frozen command module up there. In a couple days, we're going to have to power it up using nothing but the reentry batteries.
Never been tried before.
Hell, we've never even simulated it before, Gene.
Well, we're going to have to figure it out. I want people in our simulators working reentry scenarios. I want you guys to find every engineer who designed every switch, every circuit, every transistor, and every light bulb that's up there. Then I want you to talk to the guy in the assembly line who actually built the thing. Find out how to squeeze every amp out of both of these goddamn machines. I want this marked all the way back to Earth with time to spare. We never lost an American in space. We're sure as hell not going to lose one on my watch. Failure is not an option. Ken?
What? Good, you're not dead. I'm trying to get in touch with you for 45 minutes.
Jesus, John, what are you doing here?
I gotta get you in the simulators. We gotta ship to land.
What?
There's been an explosion. Oxygen tanks are gone, two fuel cells gone, command module shut down.
What about the crew? The
crew's fine so far, trying to keep them alive in the limb. We're gonna have to shut that down pretty soon, too. We got a lot of people working the numbers on this one, Ken. Nobody's too sure how much power we're going to have when we hit reentry. The command module's going to be frozen up pretty good by then. We see the centimeter rise over 20 at any point. Power up is no good. We see it spikes. That's sayonara for the guidance computer. Our guys can't reenter, okay?
How much power do we have to play with?
Barely enough to run this coffee pot for 9 hours.
Go.
Ken Mattingly just got here.
Copy. He's here.
They've been losing heat since the accident. We're going to start getting a lot of water condensation on the control panels.
Ken, glad you're here. You know what's going on?
John's brought me up to speed. What do we have left in the batteries?
We don't really know.
We got to get started on some shortcuts for power-up.
Yeah, you know how short?
Well, it's all in the sequencing, John. If we can skip whatever we don't absolutely need and turn things on in the right order, maybe...
I agree.
You start on a procedure?
Well, the engineers have tried, but, I mean, it's your ship. We got to get you in there.
Okay. Frank. I need the sim cold and dark. Give me the exact same conditions they've got in there now, and I need present status of every instrument.
You got it.
I need a flashlight. That's not what they have up there. Don't give me anything they don't have on board.
Let's get this show on the road. Put them in space, fellas.
Okay, Houston, the quad heater circuit breakers are open.
Copy that.
One, we're using the forward omni when the Earth's in the window, and we're switching to aft omni when we see the moon.
We copy that, 13. Dumps, the venting may push you off course.
Oh, Christ.
What's up? No more waste dumps. We're just gonna have to store it. Jack, gonna need some more urine bags.
Okay, Houston, that leaves us with just the computer, which I'm shutting down now.
And that's it. Just put Sir Isaac Newton in the driver's seat.
Is it AM or PM?
AM. Very, very AM.
Case is running a temperature and none of them has slept since
the
explosion.
I can't order these guys to go to sleep.
Did you sleep up there?
It's going to get awful cold in there for those guys.
Gene? We have a situation brewing with the carbon dioxide.
We had a CO2 filter problem on the lunar module.
5 filters on the limb,
which are meant for 2 guys for a day and a half.
So I told the doc...
They're already up to 8 on the gauges. Anything over 15 and you get impaired judgment, blackouts, the beginnings of brain asphyxia.
What about the scrubbers on the command module?
They take square cartridges.
And the ones on the limb are round.
Tell me this isn't a government operation.
This just isn't a contingency we've remotely looked at.
Those CO2 levels are going to be getting toxic.
Well, I suggest you gentlemen invent a way to put a square peg in a round hole. Rapidly.
Okay, people, listen up. People upstairs handed us this one, and we got to come through. We got to find a way to make this fit into the hole for this using nothing but that. Let's get it organized.
Okay, let's build a filter.
Better get some coffee going, too, someone.
Hayes family lives in El Lago, Texas. His wife, Mary, is from Biloxi, Mississippi. When Fred Hayes was growing up in Biloxi, he may have looked ahead to a fine family, but he never dreamt of...
I have a request from the news people.
Uh-huh.
They're out front here, and they want to put a transmitter up on the lawn.
Transmitter?
It's kind of a tower for live broadcast.
I thought they didn't care about this mission. They didn't even run Jim's show.
More dramatic now. Suddenly people are...
Well, if landing on the moon wasn't dramatic enough for them, why should not landing on it be?
Look, I realize how hard this is, Marilyn, but the whole world is caught up in it. It's the
no,
biggest story
Henry.
Since...
Those people don't put one piece of equipment on my lawn. If they have a problem with that, they can take it up with my husband. He'll be home on Friday.
It's too cold in there. It's a nice one to marry. You don't look too good, Fredo.
I'll survive.
There's some aspirin in the medical.
I took some. Yeah, I'm all right. It was an accident. Mary getting pregnant. You should have seen the look on my face when she told me.
Well, that has a tendency to happen.
Yeah. Wonder if it's a boy or a girl.
You're going to find out soon enough.
Sure. I never dreamed I'd ever get to do something like this. Come up here on a real mission. Most of the guys I graduated high school with never even left home. Here I am.
Oh, yeah. Here you are.
It hurts when I urinate.
Well, you're not getting enough water.
I'm drinking my ration the same as you. I think old Swagger gave me the clap. He's been pissing in my relief tube.
Well, that'll be a hot one at the debriefing for the flight station. It's another first for America's space program.
Listen, I've been going over some stuff, and I'm a little worried about this cold affecting our battery efficiency. You know, we put heat in the glycol to save water and power, so that's not helping us.
So it could cause us amp out in the back.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
I've been going over the numbers again. Have they called up with a reentry plan yet? Because we're coming in too shallow.
We're working on something, Jack. Just hold on.
I can't remember the ratio of temperature. We got no references on board.
Well, let's see if Houston can pull up the mil specs on it.
Listen. They gave us too much Delta V. They had us burn too long. At this rate, we're going to skip right out of the atmosphere, and we're never going to get back.
What are you talking about? How did you figure that?
I can add.
Jack, they've got half the PhDs on the planet.
Houston says it right on the money.
And what if they had made a mistake, all right, and there was no way to reverse it? Do you think they would tell us? There's no reason for them to tell us.
You mean they're not going to tell us? That's bullshit.
All right, there's 1,000 things that have to happen in order. We are on number 8. You're talking about number 692.
And in the meantime, I'm trying to tell you we're coming in too fast. I think they know it, and I think that's why we don't have a goddamn reentry plan, all right?
That's duly noted. Thank you, Jack.
Ow! God! Damn it!
Hey!
Shit!
This
piece of shit's gonna get you home.
All right.
That's because that's the only thing we got left, Jack.
Now, what are you saying, Fred?
Well, I think you know what I'm saying.
Now, wait a minute. All I did was stir those tanks.
What was that gauge reading before you hit the switch?
Hey, don't tell me how to fly the damn CM, all right?
You don't even know, do
you? Do a job. They asked me to stir the damn tanks, and I stir the tanks.
Jack, stop kicking yourself in the ass.
This is not my fault.
No one is saying it is. If I'm in the left-hand seat when the call comes up, I stir the tanks.
Yeah, well, tell him that.
I just asked you what the gauge is reading.
All right, we're not.
And you don't know.
All right, look, we're not doing this, gentlemen. We are not going to do this. We're not going to go bouncing off the walls for 10 minutes. Because we're just going to end up right back here with the same problems. Trying to figure out how to stay alive.
Aquarius, this is Houston.
Are we on Vox?
No, we're not on Vox.
Yeah, Houston, this is Aquarius. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jim, could you check your CO2 gauge for us?
Yeah, Houston, we were just looking at that. Our CO2 measurement has jumped 4 notches in the last hour.
Can't be right. I went over those numbers 3 times.
Jim, that sounds about right. We were expecting that.
Well, that's very comforting to know, Houston. What do we do about it?
Jim, we're working on a procedure down here for you. Do you copy?
Oh, Christ.
All right, Houston, we're standing by for those procedures.
Christ, I know why my numbers are wrong. I only figured it for 2 people.
Maybe I should just hold my breath.
The deadly CO2 gas is literally poisoning the astronauts with every breath in and out.
Heads up, heads up.
NASA spokesman will not comment.
Go. Heads up, people. Look out now.
What's this?
That's what they gotta make.
Well, I hope you got the procedures for me.
Right here.
That's it? Affirmative, Andy. Jack's got one right here.
Okay, we have an unusual procedure for you here.
We need you to rip the cover off.
I want you to rip the cover off the flight plan.
With pleasure.
All right, now the other materials you're going to need here are a lithium
hydroxide canister. Sure. Yeah. 2 lithium hydroxide canisters, I'm sorry. A roll of gray tape.
Duct tape.
You need an LCG bag, 2 LCG bags. Red suit hoses. Got the white plane covered.
What about their level of carbon dioxide?
It's climbing.
You're saying that they're almost out of breathable air.
No, wait a second. Wait a second. That's not what he said. He said we're working.
You
want to
cut the duct tape 3 feet long.
I'll use his arm.
Just use your arm.
It's a good arm length.
Okay, Houston, I see what you're getting at. Hold on. Okay, Jack, tear that piece of tape down the middle lengthwise.
All right.
Hold on, Houston.
While the astronauts appear to have enough oxygen to keep them alive, one thing they have too much of is carbon dioxide. With each breath, the 3 men expel more of the poisonous gas into the lunar module cockpit, and the scrubbers intended to keep the atmosphere breathable are quickly becoming saturated.
Shit, I tore it. Shit. Houston, what do we do if we rip the bag? Can we tape it?
They just tore the bag. Stand by.
Which I don't do.
Well, then, one more bag left.
But they've still got a long way to come, and they are now working on their backup facilities, their emergency facilities, and the problem is, if anything more goes wrong, they're in real trouble. Any rescue system the space agency calculated.
One sock.
Once you have the sock in place,
We're going to want you to bungee the entire filter assembly to the bulkhead, right above the limb can.
We're getting close to 15.
So how does this fight compare to other emergency situations you've faced?
Well, I'd have to say that this is the most serious situation we've ever encountered in manned spaceflight.
Houston, filters in place.
Roger, 13.
Suit circuit relief to close. CO2 canister select to secondary.
All right. I can hear air moving.
Just bring normal fellas.
Aquarius, please advise on CO2 status.
Houston, we're taking a look at those numbers right now.
We're still holding close to 15, Houston. Roger that, standing by.
Houston, the CO2 level has dropped to 9, and it is still falling.
Yes.
That is good to hear, Aquarius.
And you, sir, are a steely-eyed missile man. Okay, spacecraft controlled by computer.
The overload is.
There's way too much power there. There must be a sneak circuit someplace between steps 7 and 10.
All right, which one has the leak?
Don't know that yet, John. Which the sequence was wrong. We'll just have to go back and try them one at a time.
You need a break in?
If they don't get one, I don't get one.
Well, if it won't work, get me another one. My son's supposed to be home.
I know, Mrs. Lovell.
Hi, Blanche.
They can't fix a damn thing in this place.
Blanche, it's Marilyn. Hi, Grandma.
I was going to see Jimmy.
I know. We came to tell you something. There's been an accident. Jimmy's okay. He's all right. But he's not going to get to walk on the moon.
Well, they said he was.
I know. That was before. Now there's been an explosion. And they're all okay. They're all right. But now they're just going to try to figure out a way to get them home. And it's a little bit dangerous.
Are you scared? Well, don't you worry, honey. If they could get a washing machine to fly, my Jimmy could land it.
Contacted President Nixon, and he's going to grant you an extension on your income taxes since you are most decidedly out of the country.
Roger that, Houston. That's wonderful news.
Tell them they have to sleep. Hayes is running a fever of 104.
13. Listen, we've had another request from the flight surgeon that you fellas get some more sleep.
He doesn't like his reading.
See, only
feels about this. I am sick and tired of the entire Western world knowing how my kidneys are functioning.
Flight, I just lost level.
Thirteen, this is Houston.
Jim, we just had a dropout on your biomed sensors.
I'm not wearing my biomed sensors, Houston.
Okay, Jim. Copy that.
Now I'm losing all three of them.
It's just a little medical mutiny, Doc. I'm sure the guys are still with us. Let's cut them some slack, okay?
Gene, it's not the velocity, it's the angle. I mean, maybe they're still venting something and that's throwing out the trajectory, but we are definitely shallowing again. We are up to a 5.9.
Damn it.
At this rate, they nick the Earth's atmosphere and bounce off into space. We never get them back. We need another burn to get them back in the corridor.
Another burn.
Another burn.
Fire the engines and get them on course.
Copy that. Houston Aquarius.
Jim, we've got another course correction for you.
What's up?
Something about another course correction.
We copy, Houston. Be advised, it's going to take Fredo and I a while to power up the computer for the alignment platform. We have to fire the engine.
Negative on that, Jim. Can't spare power for the computer.
We got to do this blind.
Houston, without the computer, what do we use for orientation?
Sid, come on. We got to be able to give these guys something up there.
Without power, we can't give them a lead.
We're not talking about power. We're talking about references.
No, there's no references. We have a bunch of debris up there.
Houston, what's the story with this burn?
We're trying to hash something out down here, Aquarius. Stand by.
Well, now look, Houston, all we need to hold attitude is one fixed point in space. Is that not correct?
Yeah, roger that, Jim.
Well, Houston, we've got one. If we can keep the Earth in the window, flying manually, the COAS
crosshair is right on its terminator. All I have to know is how long do we need to burn the engine?
The shorter the better.
Roger that, Jim.
Can they fly it manually and still shut it down on time without the computer?
Guess that's the best we can do, Glenn. We're out of time.
In order to enter the atmosphere safely, the crew must aim for a corridor just 2.5 degrees wide. If they're too steep, they'll incinerate in the steadily thickening air. If they're too shallow, they'll ricochet off the atmosphere like a rock skipping off a pond. The reentry corridor is, in fact, so narrow that if this basketball were the Earth, and this softball were the moon, and the two were placed 14 feet apart, the crew would have to hit a target no thicker than this piece of paper.
Okay, people, on your toes. We're doing this one blind.
Gene, I want you to understand we've never tried this before. Burn, cold soak, burn, cold soak, burn, manual control.
Look, it will ignite, will it not?
I just want you to know the engine's never been tried like this. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Look, I know what you're trying to do. I guarantee you I won't hold you personally responsible. If it lights, it lights. The level do the rest.
Okay.
Burn the engines and steer it manually, attempting to keep the Earth in the window.
Okay, this is going to take all three of us. Fredo, you handle the pitch, but on the translation controller. It's all backwards, so if the Earth starts drifting down, you need to thrust aft
not forward.
I'll do the same. I'm armed with everything else. We're going to burn a 10% thrust for 39 seconds. Jack, you time us?
Got it.
Give us a count of the last 10 seconds up to 39. Let's not miss this.
You up to this, Fredo?
I'm with you.
Standing by for corridor control burn.
Okay, Jim. You can fire when ready.
You are go for the manual burn.
Okay, that's a plus. Button at 10 seconds. Mark.
Come on, baby. One more burn.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
How long does it go?
2, 1.
She's burning.
Oh, yeah.
That's her arm off.
Okay, here we go.
Our
chances
go 10%
thrust. Bring
it
around, Fredo.
I'm trying, but it's dragging. 10 seconds.
Alright, drop it down, Fredo. We're drifting.
No, you hold what you got. I'll roll it. Back off. God, I can't get it stable.
She's dancing all over the place.
Come to the right a little bit.
15 seconds.
She drifting. I'm losing attitude. Okay, hold it right there. That's it. Back. No, Fredo, back. Shit, I'm losing it.
20 seconds. Bring the earth up.
Forward, Fred. Come on.
Forward.
Shit, I lost.
Okay, okay, I got it.
That's mine.
That's me.
Round. A little more. Come on,
that's it. Hold it. Hold on.
Damn it.
Six. Back. Seven.
That's it. Hold it.
Eight. 40.
Steady.
9.
Shut down.
Houston, we have shutdown.
That's close enough, Jim. Good work.
Knew it! Knew it! How about that limb, huh? How about it?
Guess you can keep your job.
You betcha.
13, stand by. We're evaluating our power usage on that burn.
Well, let's hope we don't have to do that again.
Gentlemen, we've given our guys enough to survive till re-entry. Well done. Now we gotta get them in. So tell me about the power-up procedures.
Here's the order of what I want to do. I want to power up guidance, ECS, communications, warm up the pyros for the parachutes and the command module thrusters.
The thrusters are going to put you over budget on amps, Ken.
Well, they've been sitting at 200 below for 4 days, John. They got to be heated.
Fine, then trade off the parachutes. Something.
Well, if the chutes don't open, what's the point?
Ken, you're telling me what you need. I'm telling you what we have to work with at this point. I'm not making this stuff up.
They're going to need all these systems, John.
We do not have the power, Ken.
We just don't have it.
Okay, I'm going to go back and reorganize the sequencing again and find more power. Let's start from scratch. Clear the board.
I don't know where the hell we're going to find it.
Apollo 13 Commander Jim Lovell has more time in space, almost 24 days already, than any other man. And I asked him recently if he ever was scared.
Oh, well, I've had an engine flame out a few times in an aircraft and was kind of curious as to whether it was going to light up again, things of that nature. But they seem to work out.
Is there a specific instance in an airplane emergency when you can recall fear?
Well, I tell you, I remember this one time. I'm in a Banshee at night in combat condition, so there's no running lights on the carrier. It was the Shangri-La, and we were in the Sea of Japan, and my radar had jammed, and my homing signal was gone because somebody in Japan was actually using the same frequency, and so it was leading me away from where I was supposed to be. And I'm looking down at a big black ocean, so I flip on my map light, and then suddenly, zap, everything shorts out right there in my cockpit. All my instruments are gone, my lights are gone, and I can't even tell now what my altitude is. I know I'm running out of fuel, so I'm thinking about ditching in the ocean. And I look down there, and then in the darkness, there's this green trail. It's like a long carpet that's just laid out right beneath me, and it was the algae, right? It was that phosphorescent stuff that gets churned up in the wake of a big ship, and it was just leading me home. And now, if my cockpit lights hadn't shorted out, there's no way I'd have ever been able to see that. So, you never know what events are going to transpire to get you home.
Okay, spacecraft commander Jim Lovell, no stranger to emergency is he.
How's it going, Fred? I'm okay.
What the hell was that?
Let's hope it was just a burst disc. Houston, can you confirm a burst helium disc?
We confirm that, Jim.
Houston, is that going to affect our entry angle at all?
Negative. Your entry angle is holding at 6.24, Aquarius.
Houston, we sure could use the re-entry procedure up here.
When can we expect that?
That's coming real soon, Aquarius.
Houston, we just can't throw this together at the last minute. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to get the procedure up to us, whatever it is, and we're going to go over it step by step so there's no foul-ups. I don't have to tell you, we're all a little tired up here. The world's getting awfully big in the window.
Jim, this is Deke.
It's Deke.
They don't know how to do it.
Maybe Jack's right. Hello there, Deke. What's the story?
Jim, we're going to get that power-up procedure to you. We're going to get it as soon as we possibly can.
Ken Mattingly's in the simulator right now.
Ken's working on it.
Look, I know this sequence works, John.
The sequence looks good. We're just over budget on the amperage.
By how much?
3 or 4 amps.
God damn it, John. Is it 3 or 4?
4.
4! You know they have some power left in the LEM batteries, right?
Yeah.
We have an umbilical that provides power from the command module to the LEM.
Right, it's backup for the LEM power supply.
I'm listening.
So, reverse it. Reverse the flow and see if we can draw these 4 amps from the LEM batteries before we cut it loose. Why can't we do that?
We don't have a procedure for that, do we?
You're going to lose a lot in the transfer, Ken.
Yeah, but all we're talking about here is 4 amps.
I want whatever you guys got on these power procedures.
Gene, they're already...
No, I don't want the whole damn Bible. Just give me a couple chapters. We got to get something up to these guys.
They're working on it now.
I'll call over to the simulator and get an estimate.
God damn it! I don't want another estimate. I want the procedures. Now!
IMU is up.
Mine so far.
Say again.
You're under the limit. Keep going.
Okay. Floodlights to fixed.
Okay. Bring up the guidance.
Here we go. CMC 2 IMU.
Source.
CMC level. On the computer.
Ken?
Go ahead.
Is your computer on now?
Up and running. How do we look? John?
I think we got it, buddy.
Notes are clear on that last sequence.
Yeah.
Right?
Clear from building 5.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Getting a little blurry there.
Yes, we do. I'll let you know. Here's John.
Good to see you, Ken.
John. This is the sequence.
Has it tried it on the hardware yet?
We didn't have time.
Aquarius, Houston.
Yeah, we read you, Ken. Are the flowers blooming in Houston?
That's a negative, Jim. I don't have the measles.
Jim, is Jack in there with you?
Oh, yeah, stand by one. We got to get him on comm.
Oh, damn it. Thanks, Jackie.
I think it would really help if you could just distract her when the heavy predictions come in.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot.
Thanks. Blanche, these nice young men are going to watch the television with you. This is Neil Armstrong, and this is Buzz Aldrin.
Hi.
Are you boys in the space program, too?
Okay, Jack, give me a read back on that last procedure.
Stand by, Ken. Ken, I'm having trouble reading my own writing. I guess I'm a little more tired than I thought.
Don't worry, Jack. I'll talk you through it. Okay, find the main bus breakers on panel 11.
Yeah, main bus breakers. Got it.
Close main bus B.
Now, Ken, there's an awful lot of condensation on these panels. What's the word on these things shorting out?
We'll just take that one at a time, Jack.
It's like trying to drive a toaster through a car wash.
Main bus B is closed. Okay, 13, we're coming up on entry interface.
Black, we're still shelling up a bit in the reentry corridor. It's almost like they're underweight.
Now, how could they be underweight? We didn't land on the moon. Rocks. That's a firm.
One more thing, Jim. While Jack's working on the power-up, we'd like you and Fredo to transfer some ballast over the command module.
Say again, Houston, ballast?
That's a firm. You got to get the weight right. We were expecting you to be toting a couple hundred pounds of moon rocks.
Right, Houston.
Now, Jack.
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
Okay, now, panel 5. Circuit breaker, caution and warning. Main B, closed.
Main B, closed. Master alarm, off.
Okay, Jack. Panel 7, B-Mag number 2, power to warm up.
B-Mag number 2, power to warm up. Done.
Sequential logic, 1 and 2 on.
Sequential logic, 2 on.
CMRCS pressure on.
CMRCS pressurization.
As her husband prepares to jettison his lunar module lifeboat, Marilyn Lovell waits with her children, her neighbors, and we are told Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Only the Lovell's eldest son, Jay, is absent as he holds vigil with his classmates at the St. John's Military Academy in Wisconsin.
ABC News science editor Jules Bergman. With a crippled command module and surviving by using the LEM systems, there can be no easy maneuver. And their LEM lifeboat is doing things and working longer than it was ever intended to. It's a race against time until splashdown.
Okay, Jack, we're ready to see if the computer will accept uplink to the reentry data now.
Okay, the IMU is up. We got our 8-balls back.
Copy that.
Okay, Ken, uplink telemetry, command module to accept, right?
Yeah, that's a firm. Go ahead and try it.
Uplink completed.
Yeah, that's more like
it. Okay, let's go.
Take a look at your amp. How we doing?
Let's go.
All right.
You got her back up, Ken. Boy, I wish you were here to see it.
I'll bet you do.
Way to go, Jack.
flight. This is Retro.
Go, Retro.
Flight, we are looking at a typhoon warning
on the edge of the prime recovery zone.
Say again, Retro.
Flight, we are looking at a typhoon warning
on the edge of the prime recovery area. Now, this is just a warning flight. It could miss them.
Only if their luck changes.
Jim, we're ready for SM Jettison.
All right, Jack, on three. One, two, upward thrust.
We're loose.
Reverse thrust.
We have service module jettison. Okay, Houston, service module is free. We're going to take a look at what we have here. Copy that.
There it is. I see it.
Houston, we're getting a first look at the service module now. One whole side of the spacecraft is missing. Right by the high gain antenna, a whole panel is blown out. Right up to our heat shield.
Copy that, Aquarius.
Look like it got the engine bell, too. Can you see that?
Heat shield.
The heat will build up to as much as 3,000 or 4,000 degrees Fahrenheit. On a lunar reentry flight, the heat approaches 4,000.
Blanche? Did Jim make Eagle Scout or not?
Yes, he did.
He did.
If the heat shield is even slightly cracked, the extreme cold could have split it wide open. Worst of all, if the pyrotechnics that control the parachutes have been damaged, the chutes may not open at all, causing the spacecraft to hit the water not at a gentle 20 miles per hour, but at a suicidal 300.
Perhaps never in human history has the entire world been united by such a global drama. In New York City, thousands of people have gathered to watch updates of the mission in Times Square.
Many countries offered help, and the State Department said it would ask for it if it were needed. The House and Senate passed resolutions calling on the American people to pray tonight for the astronauts.
In Rome, Pope Paul led 50,000 people in prayers for the safe return of the astronauts. In Jerusalem, prayers at the Wailing Wall.
It's about time to bail out of this ship, Fredo. Fredo. You okay? Just a little longer. As long as I have to. It's a little while longer, Fredo. A little while longer. I'm gonna hit that water in the South Pacific. Open up that hatch. It's 80 degrees out there. 80 degrees. You are a mess.
Jettison, as you know, that is time critical. We should be making our move into the command module. Let's get that hatch buttoned up, and when you get a chance, let us know how you're doing.
Roger that.
Hey, let me give you a hand there, Fredo.
Everyone strapped in, Ken? We're getting real close.
Copy that. Flight 13 Houston. We're coming up on Lem Jettison.
Stand by.
Have you got everybody in the Odyssey?
Yeah, Ken, I'm going to check those pyro batteries one more time. Okay, pyro bats look good. I don't think we're going to have to tie the other batteries. Sorry, Jack. It's an old habit.
kind of used the pilot seat.
She's yours to fly.
Okay, Odyssey, I want to double-check some re-entry procedures right after we jettison the LEM, which is coming up in 30 seconds.
What is that?
Oh, I was getting a little punchy, and I didn't want to cut the LEM loose with you guys still in it.
It's good thinking.
Stand by, Houston.
We have lunar module jettison.
She sure was a good ship.
Farewell, Aquarius. And we thank you.
Mary.
Trajectory may be off, their thrusters may be frozen, their guidance system might be malfunctioning, their heat shield could be cracked, and their parachutes might be 3 blocks of ice. So clearly, we have some obstacles to overcome.
Okay, well, now I'm asking you, when will we know?
Blackout lasts for 3 minutes. If they're not back in 4, we'll know.
Velocity now reading 34,802 feet per second, range to go 2,625 nautical miles.
Copy that.
Okay, Ken, we are aligned for re-entries. Jim, we're going to need that computer re-entry program. Fred, how the batteries looking?
Okay. Bat A looks good.
Re-entry interface in 1 minute Bat and B. 30 seconds.
No volts. Amps are okay. Bat C. Shit, no volts, only 2 amps. It may die before the main chute's open.
Roger, let's tie all the batteries on a main A and main B.
Flight, they're still showering a bit up there. Do you want to tell them?
Is there anything we could do about it?
Stop now, flight.
And they don't need to know, do they?
Copy that.
Is this typhoon still present in the splashdown?
Yeah.
We got the parachute situation, the heat shield, the angle of the trajectory, and the typhoon. There's just so many variables. I'm a little
lost. I know
what
the problems are, Henry. This could be the worst disaster NASA's ever experienced.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Expect entry interface in 45 seconds. And on my mark, your velocity
will be 35,245 feet per second. Marked. 35 seconds to entry interface.
Gentlemen, it's been a privilege flying with you. Roger that.
Expect to regain signal in 3 minutes.
It depends on each you.
recovery and rescue helicopters already airborne, circling, waiting for first
coming
radar contact.
Coming down in 3 minutes until time of drogue deployment. Standing by for any reports of acquisition.
One minute and 30 seconds to end of blackout.
No re-entering ship has ever taken longer than 3 minutes to emerge from blackout. This is the critical moment. Will the heat shield hold? Will the command module survive the intense heat of re-entry? If it doesn't, there'll only be silence.
Mommy, you're squishing me.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
Okay, flight, that's 3 minutes. We are standing by for acquisition.
Copy that. Odyssey, Houston, do you read me? Odyssey, this is Houston. Do you read?
Expected time of reacquisition, the time when the astronauts were expected to come out of blackout, has come and gone. But all any of us can do now is just listen and hope. We're about to learn whether or not that heat shield, which was damaged, as you remember, by the explosion 3 days ago, has withstood the inferno of reentry.
Odyssey, this is Houston. Do you read me? Odyssey, Houston, do you read me?
3 minutes, 30 seconds, stand by.
Odyssey, Houston, do you read me? Odyssey, this is Houston. Do you read me?
That's 4 minutes. Standing by.
Odyssey, Houston, do you read?
Hello, Houston. This is Odyssey. It's good to see you again.
Houston, we're at Stable 1. The ship is secure. This is Apollo 13 signing off.
Good job.
Our mission was called a successful failure in that we returned safely but never made it to the moon. In the following months, it was determined that a damaged coil built inside the oxygen tank sparked during our cryo stir and caused the explosion that crippled the Odyssey. It was a minor defect that occurred 2 years before I was even named the flight's commander. Fred Hayes was going back to the moon on Apollo 18, but his mission was canceled because of budget cuts. He never flew in space again. Nor did Jack Swigert, who left the astronaut corps and was elected to Congress from the state of Colorado. But he died of cancer before he was able to take office. Ken Mattingly orbited the moon as command module pilot of Apollo 16 and flew the space shuttle, having never gotten the measles. Gene Kranz retired as director of flight operations just not long ago, and many other members of Mission Control have gone on to other things, but some are still there. And as for me, the 7 extraordinary days of Apollo 13 were my last in space. I watched other men walk on the moon and return safely, all from the confines of Mission Control and our house in Houston. I sometimes catch myself looking up at the moon, remembering the changes of fortune in our long voyage, thinking of the thousands of people who worked to bring the 3 of us home. I look up at the moon and wonder, when will we be going back? And who will that be?